Thanks for tuning in to the Direct Access to Oxford Physical Therapy podcast, where we talk about your body, how it moves, and empowering you with the knowledge to manage and treat your pain or discomfort. You will also get an exclusive behind-the-scenes look at a successful private practice. You have the questions, and we have the answers. Now let's get moving. Hey everyone, this is your co-host, Allie. We are using this episode to revisit a topic that we discussed in the past with one of our clinicians who specializes in treating concussions and dizziness and head injuries that was called Treating Concussions with PT with Kelly Birch. In the recent news of the injury in the NFL where Tua Tagovailoa was seen with a pretty scary reaction where his arms and hands all tensed up by his head after being hit and evidentially having previous symptoms of a concussion, this topic seems pretty prevalent in the news right now. So listen to this episode to hear how treatment has changed, how it's more common in other sports than just football, and how easily an injury like this can occur in everyday life. You'll learn about Kelly's method of treatment and the techniques she commonly uses for this type of injury, and what you should look for in athletes that might have suffered an injury such as this. So we hope for the best for all of the athletes out there and hope you can all stay safe while enjoying the game. Enjoy the episode.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Direct Access to Oxford Physical Therapy podcast. I'm your host, Matt.
And Allie.
And we have a special guest with us today, return guest.
Well, thank you.
Special. Kelly Birch, yes. Our vestibular specialist.
Kelly's here back with us.
Good morning.
Yeah. So for those of you that have caught our previous episodes, you guys know Kelly has special training in vestibular therapy. For anyone that's listening new, Kelly, give our listeners just a 30-second intro. What is that big fancy word, vestibular therapy?
Vestibular therapy involves problems with the inner ear, which affects a person's balance. If someone feels dizzy, disoriented, a lot of times it's due to problems in the ear. And vestibular rehab is a specialized type of therapy dealing with solving those problems, getting people back to feeling normal again, getting balance better to prevent falls, eliminating that disoriented, dizzy feeling. Sometimes people get positional vertigo for different reasons in their inner ear. So it's a type of therapy that fixes all those things.
And for all those new people listening and you still want to hear more about how Kelly can treat that in the clinic, why don't you go back and listen to that first episode?
That's awesome. And Kelly is our resident expert, and Kelly has done training for all of our staff last winter. And so all of our clinicians have a thumbnail's worth of knowledge, and Kelly has the whole hand.
Yeah, so. Not as much as Kelly, but they know where to direct their patients.
But what we kind of wanted to zero in and talk a little bit today is kind of a subspecialty vestibular therapy and talking about concussions.
So. Yeah. Vestibular rehab is great for concussions.
So explain to me, let's say that I know nothing about vestibular therapy or concussions, and I'm just the average football fan who's seen somebody get a concussion, and they're in what I've heard of concussion protocol. What does vestibular therapy do for a concussion?
Well, a lot of times after a person has a concussion, because of the problems that you have with the brain. One misconception I'd like to get out there is people always think, oh, I didn't hit my head. I didn't get concussed. There's a lot of times when people have whiplash injuries where their head doesn't hit anything, but the brain hitting up against the walls of the skull can actually cause a concussion. But it's anytime you have a head injury or trauma like that where afterwards you have some dizziness or disorientation. Sometimes your balance is off.
Your vision, right?
Yeah, vision. Yeah. Ear, your inner ear, your brain, and your eyes all work together. So once a concussion occurs, that kind of can get disrupted. So maybe you're not eye tracking properly, or you feel like your balance is off. And so with, you had asked me about football players, that plays a big part in returning to sport. If you're not feeling right after that, for one, it makes you more susceptible to having a secondary concussion. If you don't retrain your ear, brain, and eyes to work properly together, visually you're off, your reaction time is going to be a little bit slower. But those athletes go into a program to return to their activities so that they're doing it safely. And when they come back, they're actually 100%.
Reminds me of one of my most fun words from PT school.
And that is?
Coup contra coup.
Yes.
What?
Let's talk about what that is.
First, Kelly. Spell it. What are you talking about?
So you were talking about with the brain has the space. So I think of the brain like a hard-boiled egg, where the shell is right against the egg. But that's actually not the case,
correct.
Right?
Correct. And that's actually what the big misconception is with concussions. People think, I remember going to, I went to a great concussion course at Children's Hospital last year. It was amazing. It opened my eyes to all kinds of new research. We're doing all kinds of new techniques here with that.
Cool.
But the big thing in that concussion course, I remember asking myself, my son plays high school football. And so I raised my hand early on and wanted to know, you know, is there a type of helmet? I mean, if you look at helmets out there, you can spend, $1,500. Jeez. Is there a type of helmet that's better to prevent concussions? Because you see this in the news. And this PhD, this man was brilliant, and he's doing all kinds of research in this area. He was talking about, no, your skull is your helmet. Mm-hmm. The helmets that you wear are for lacerations. They protect you from bruises and lacerations. But as far as the concussion goes, exactly. There is space between your brain and your skull, and that's where the real problem comes with concussion. It's within your head. It's your brain hitting up against the walls of your skull that can cause the issue.
And is that space what you're talking about?
Yes. So the way my professor described coup contra coup was...
Is this like Latin?
I think it is, yeah. So think of a pickle in a jar. If you shake the jar, the pickle will eventually hit the side of the jar and bounce over and hit the other side of the jar. And when that happens in the skull, that's called coup contra coup. So the coup is when the brain hits the side and then bounces back and hits the other side. So that sloshing around is actually where the injury happens.
Correct.
Is that right, Kelly?
Yes. And so the inner ear talks to the brain.
Yeah.
And actually the inner ear is in kind of a cave of bone. Mm-hmm. And it can move around as well, too. So sometimes the inner ear gets disrupted and then the brain. With that head trauma. And they need to talk to each other so that you can look out of your head with your eyeballs correctly. And your head and eye speed is the same. And when that occurs, all of that can get disrupted. So somebody suffers a concussion like that, they almost have to be reset is what I kind of like to look at it as.
So that really, you know, to your point, I think what I've seen in practice over the last 20 years is that a lot of folks have symptoms of concussion, and they never maybe did hit their head really hard. I think that's a misconception,
right?
It is.
Well, I didn't get concussion because I didn't hit my head. And I'm like, whoop, hold right there.
Yeah, so that quick whip of the head or maybe a fall onto even a shoulder and your head slides quickly to the side can all create that kind of pickle in the jar sensation.
You don't have to be an NFL football player to get a concussion. Any rumble, tumble,
right,
that sets your brain off of the coup contra coup.
Right. And you're worried about your shoulder because it hurts.
Yeah.
But you feel kind of funky afterwards. Just not right. Kind of woozy and out of it. And your balance is a little off.
Yeah.
You know, that's the stuff that you look at afterwards when you kind of reassess, okay, how am I after this fall? And I think people will let that go. Like, it's no big deal. Well, it can be fixed. It's not, you're more susceptible to falls after something like that if you are having that disorientation. And that's what vestibular rehab helps with.
So this sounds like a perfect time to mention that all of our listeners have direct access to Oxford Physical Therapy. And if you do have that feeling of something's not quite right, and you mentioned eye and head speed. So what I think a lot of times happens is it's mainly when folks maybe turn their head or look quickly. It's not that they're dizzy, maybe like a true vertigo or vestibular patient.
Seeing double.
Yeah, but they can't quite put their finger on it, right?
Yeah, they'll say, there's something wrong with my vision. I move my head and it feels like my eyes are moving slower than my head. And and that's a good point to make. There's a difference between dizziness, disorientation, and vertigo. Vertigo is where that looks like the room is spinning.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Sometimes people will get that after concussions, and that's certainly something to check out and look into. But then there's this dizziness, just an offness. That's what a lot of times people will report. I just feel off when I look out. It's just kind of weird and just disoriented.
So you mentioned new research, and I think that what we used to think about concussions was if you get a concussion, and I'm talking about this as a documented concussion, maybe it is that sports player, maybe it is someone that had a car accident, they were told go lie in a dark room and wait X number of days.
Correct. And
is that still what people should be doing?
Absolutely not.
They
want you to try to get back to as normal activity as possible within limits. And that's, I mentioned that course at Children's Hospital, that was great. That I went to with all the latest research. And the big point is, oftentimes people will have headaches afterwards. They'll have dizziness after a concussion. You have to know your tolerable amount. So you're going to have those after an injury like that, a head trauma. You need to start slowly working yourself back into normal activities, and you have kind of a threshold of, okay, these symptoms will get worse, and here's where my limit is. I keep doing normal activities until I get to that limit. And then I go sit down and I rest, try to let those things subside before I start back up again. Mm-hmm. But the dark room, no stimulation, they don't do it anymore. It's you're going to rebound much more quickly and get back to normal if you slowly push into those symptoms. And then, of course, going to something like vestibular rehab, you might need specific eye exercises, retraining for these reflexes, and that speeds up the process dramatically. But, you know, the dark room is definitely old. And if you think you've had something like that, don't take it upon yourself to get in that dark room. You know, be pushing for, I'm dizzy, I feel off, asking your doctor for a script if you need it. And if you don't, coming in to us at our clinics for some vestibular rehab, because it speeds up the process dramatically for
and
recovery.
Let's say someone's like, oh, yeah, I had a car accident 6 months ago and I still feel that way and it's probably just too late for me.
Absolutely not.
How long can someone come in and get help if they've had an issue?
Anytime. I've had people years after, because what happens, because you are off visually, you're not tracking properly. When your eyes move quickly from word to word on a page that you're reading, or you turn your head to look at the clock and then your friend calls your name and you turn to look at them, you make compensations to get through your day. But they can always be retrained, because if you're doing it incorrectly because of what happened with the injury, that can always be retrained. You just kind of start back at the beginning, start slow. You know, we push into those symptoms, but you don't have to be worried that we're going to make you feel terrible and dizzy. We know how to just gently push in, and then we rest. And you just keep upping it a little bit, kind of sneak up on those symptoms as you retrain. And it there's no time limit.
So if a patient, if it has been months or years since their accident or head injury or anything that has caused this, are these symptoms something that can go away and come back? Are they kind of hide, or is it just constant? They live in this constant like dizziness or off like that you're talking
about? They do. I think they live there where maybe it gets a little bit better and they just kind of think, oh, well, this is how it's going to be. And they compensate to get through their days. And it's not horrible vertigo, but it's just this offness that they do live with, and they're probably not as productive as they could be. You're getting more fatigue because you're working harder. It's just, a lot of times I think it stays with you, and I think people tolerate it when they really shouldn't, because it is fixable, treatable.
So we both have high school age kids, and they both are athletic. They're, you know, when we're watching them compete, and I know as a therapist sitting on the sidelines watching your kid, you're constantly analyzing things, right?
Well, my son had a concussion years ago. Yes, a mild one.
Yeah.
Boy, I jumped on that right away. We'd never fought so much before, and making him do these exercises, and he'd be like, oh, Mom, I don't want to. And I'm like, get up. We're going to have a therapy session. But you know what? I jumped right on that with him with vestibular rehab, and the trainers even at school were like, well, yeah, you can do that. And I'm like, I do this all the time at work.
Let me
take the reins here.
Mama Bear's coming in hot.
Yes. And she had him back. I had him back in probably a week and a half. We jumped on those symptoms right away. You know, he was like, oh, I don't feel. I'm like, you know what? We're going to do a little bit of this. It's going to make you a little more dizzy in the beginning, but it'll be tolerable. Repeat it. And he's doing great.
These kids of therapists, man. I know Matt was telling his
cursed.
Kids.
It's a rough life.
Telling his kids to go stretch before they complain to him once.
Yes. I'm doing a suboccipital release, which is a neck technique, to my 11-year-old.
There you go.
He's talking about it with his friends. I'm like, Kyle.
They get the treatment at home.
Exactly. But I think that's important, because I think, you know, it is one of the scariest terms or injuries that we hear.
Especially
because,
now, you
know, there's been so much out there about brain disorders with repeated concussions in the NFL and things that leads to. And I think as a parent, especially a parent of a son or daughter in a contact sport, you start to worry a little bit when you hear the word concussion.
Sure.
You know, so I would just encourage our listeners out there, You know, don't be so afraid when you hear that. There is treatment for it.
Right.
And if your son or daughter has a concussion, because not we think football, mm-hmm. right? But I know one of the most prevalent sports is girls soccer.
Yes.
Because of heading the ball.
Yeah.
And catchers in baseball, if they take a hard ball off the face mask. You know, things like Ouch. that you may not think about.
Sure.
If you're hearing these symptoms from your son or daughter, and I have teenagers, so if most of what I hear is but if you can really pull some things out and get your teenager to talk a little
when they're
bit,
in a good mood.
Yeah, exactly. Hit them in a good time. There's treatment there, right?
Oh, definitely.
And don't be afraid, and it's not meaning that their career is over. Obviously, these are very serious symptoms. They need to be monitored and watched, not only from physical therapy, but from other angles, neurologists and things like that, if they become repetitive and severe. But in your son's case, mild, treat it right away. How many years have gone by now without another?
It was in eighth grade. It's been about a year and a half since that. He hasn't had a problem since.
Not a career-ending injury.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So tell me anything that maybe folks could do from a prevention standpoint. Like, is there any link to neck strength, stability, anything like that we can talk about if maybe they are that seventh or eighth grader going into these sports, anything they could do to prepare?
Yeah, I mean, there's neck strengthening exercises. There's so many programs in these schools now where mm-hmm. the trainers are in their work strength. The schools have their own strength coaches. They do a lot with agility and neck strengthening it's hard to say to give them something to prevent the injury. That's hard. You want a well-rounded strengthening program. Mm-hmm. But as far as prevention goes, I think kids are just so...
It could happen. It could still happen. Doing
everything. They're busy. They're practicing all the time. It's at a high level. But I guess the key is if it does happen, you know, get on it right away and... get in to get assessed, because the sooner we start, the sooner they're getting back to normal and feeling better and getting back to school and getting back to their sports and their activities.
Yeah. We talked about the kids and that end of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the other end of the spectrum. And we talked about falls, right?
Yes.
And maybe an older patient or person, or maybe someone listening, their parents had a fall and they're like, ever since that fall, Mom or Dad just doesn't seem right, and they're stumbling and falling all the time.
They always just say it's because they're, you know, of that age, it's just going to happen.
Well, and the thing is, I think they're of the age group where it was, you know, you have to hit your head. Oh, you weren't concussed. Mm-hmm. You didn't hit your head. But you're right. There's a lot of falls where, you know, you jar yourself. Your head gets jarred. You might slip on the ice and land on your bottom and jar your head. And they think, oh, no, I didn't hit my head. Well, you could have really shook things up.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. There's a lot of visual issues. And I think in that age group, then they get put into, like you said, Ellie, they're just older. Your balance gets worse as you get older. And I absolutely, yes, it does, but it's reversible.
There's things you can do. I mean, let's be honest. Everything gets worse as you get older, right?
Right. Yes.
Life. Nothing's getting, we're getting wiser, but outside of that, you know, we're all getting worse physically.
Right.
So, you know, balance is no different than flexibility or strength or anything else. There's things we can do to fight that.
Correct.
Curve, right?
Yeah, those inner ears slow down. Every year after the age of 40, they slow down. They don't do as good of a job. But that's reversible. I have such, even the non-concussion patients, getting them in here with balance deficits, those people do great. Because as soon as you start working those inner ears, they step back up and everybody improves. And, you know, it happens with these concussion patients, because with that jarring, if that inner ear is not functioning properly, you're kind of, like I said, resetting them. And you can do it at any age.
Yeah. Well, I think that's great information. And, you know, again, another topic that we've uncovered that I think a lot of people suffer from.
Yes.
And maybe don't know that the help is out there.
Right.
So I would just encourage our listeners, if you are experiencing these symptoms or a loved one, you know, get them some help, get them into physical therapy, you know, contact us, and let's get them moving better. Let's get them feeling themselves again.
Yeah, get them back to their lives.
That's
right. As these contact sports are coming back into season, why don't you come in for a free screen and see how things are doing before the injury actually happens?
Yep. All right.
I always learn something new when we're with Kelly.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Thanks for being on.
Awesome. Bye, everyone. Right, bye. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. You can find us online at oxfordphysicaltherapy.com, and you can also find us on our social media pages like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Remember, you do not need a doctor's referral to receive physical therapy in the state of Ohio and Kentucky, where we offer double the care for less than half the cost. You can schedule appointments online or stop into any center for a free screen, what we like to call a bee visit. Please write a review, send us a comment or message on our social media platforms, and until next time, keep it movin'.